This is VK6ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now on with the show.
Ho, ho, Santa is on the air. Join the VK6 Santa Amateur Radio Net. Dear friends, season's greetings from the North Pole. I'm thrilled to announce a very special holiday treat for all radio enthusiasts and their families. This year, Santa Claus has been granted an official Australian call sign, VK6 Santa. To celebrate, I will be operating an amateur radio net each day, giving children and the young at heart a chance to talk directly with me over the airwaves. Whether you'd like to share your Christmas wishes, ask about life at the North Pole, or just chat with Santa, I'd love to hear from you. The net will be operated daily from the 1st to the 24th of December with the below schedule of frequencies and times, AWST, UTC plus 8. 2 meters, 146.550 megahertz, QRM, Saturdays and Sundays, 16 o'clock to 16:30, 10 meters, CES 28.916 megahertz, QRM, SAF, Monday through Friday, 18 o'clock to 18:30 AM, Saturday and Sunday, 17 o'clock to 17:30.
20 meters, 14.316 megahertz, QRM, Monday through Friday, 18:45 to 19:15, Saturday and Sunday, 17:45 to 18:15, 40 meters, 7.216 megahertz, QRM,
Monday through Friday, 19:30, 20:00, Saturday and Sunday, 18:30, 19:00. It's a magical time of year, and I can't wait to connect with you on the air. Spread the word, warm up your rigs, and let's make the inaugural VK6 Santa Net to remember. 73, and Merry Christmas. St. Nicholas, VK6, Santa North Pole Amateur Radio Club.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. 13 years ago, I opened my mouth to express my thoughts on what to do with an amateur license. After hearing an operator complain they needed more power to talk to a station across 600 kilometres, whilst I used the same 10 watts to communicate with a station nearly 15,000 kilometres away. In all, I've shared my thoughts some 700 times, documenting my journey through this majestic hobby, describing what I've been up to, reporting my successes and failures, sharing my observations and making recommendations. I've built projects and attempted to start new processes. I've encouraged, cajoled, on occasion berated or applauded, as I found it. Throughout the experience, I've attempted to build this wonderful community, to inspire and to grow it. Sometimes I might even have succeeded. I could not have done this without you. So, thank you. If I haven't mentioned your name or responded to your email, it's not because I didn't see your contribution. You have delighted me and lifted me up, and I thank you for sharing your thoughts. At this point, you might wonder if I'm hanging up my microphone, and to that I say no. Not even close. Instead, I'm continuing with this experiment, rough and ready though it is. It occurs to me that over the years I've started a great many projects and documented them as they happened, either here or on my vk6flab.com website, or on GitHub. These projects take time and effort that go beyond what you encounter here. Sometimes it's hours, sometimes it's weeks. Recently, a lot of my musings have been about things I've wanted to do rather than describing things that I've done. Mind you, not for the lack of desire. I want to try something different. I'm going to, at least for the next little while, bring you along with a project as I'm building it. No doubt I'll get distracted by squirrels along the way, but I'm going to attempt to build something for us as a community, for amateur radio, because I want to actually do something rather than talk about it. And I need to manage my limited resources, and this way I get to build something and you get to have me sharing my thoughts. From my perspective, win-win. So, let's dive in. Amateur radio is a hobby that takes all kinds. A lot of activity is curtailed by money, or rather, lack of money. That doesn't have to be the case, and I think I can show you how. That's not to say that this is going to cost nothing, but you can likely start with what you already have, and work your way up as your budget allows, rather than require a significant outlay just to get your toes wet. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking about a toolkit called GNU Radio. It can be used to build systems that can process data, like, say, radio signals, which come in all shapes and sizes. You can start by connecting an antenna to a sound card and use that as a radio tuner. You can also use a sound card as a way to listen to signals coming in via the internet, or a radio you might already own. Sound cards exist in most computers, but can be purchased for around $10. If you want to handle more data, you can spend $50 and use an RTL-SDR dongle. This incremental path continues. You can build a digital radio or buy a learning kit or something else, all the while still being part of the same ecosystem. I want to build a system where you can experiment with radio without needing to buy new hardware every time you want to try something new. I want it to work with a sound card as well as the latest $7,000 radio you can get shipped to your door. I want to do this in such a way that we can start to embrace all that is possible within the realm of software. Ultimately, I want to be able to use any signal source anywhere, and GNU Radio seems ideally suited as the tool for the job. I envisage that we'll build a distributed system where signal processing and the signal itself don't have to be in the same spot, which is useful for a whole host of reasons, even though it increases the level of complexity by at least an order of magnitude. This isn't going to be easy. It's not going to be working tomorrow, perhaps not even a year from now, and as long as new radios are invented, it will never stop. But we'll see how it goes. For example, I spent a week attempting to install GNU Radio on my Macintosh, asked two expert groups and got nowhere. In stark contrast, I installed it on my Linux Debian workstation and the example I tried worked out of the box. In other words, plenty of obstacles to overcome. Before I go, I'll make this explicit. I want this to be open source, so anyone can play. I haven't yet decided on which specific license to use, but I'm cognizant that there are many large companies making obscene amounts of money from the volunteer efforts of the open source community. And as one of the volunteers, I'd like to be able to pay for food and a roof over my head. I expect and appreciate your feedback, so don't be shy. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot, Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi, this is Mark, VK6, X-ray, Lima Zulu, for WAG, VK6RRJ. Tomorrow, that is if you're listening to this news on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of December, is the WAG Christmas party. Where? First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. As you know, all the way down, don't hit at the end, left before you hit anything, into the car park at Camp Cornwall. 6:30 p.m, Monday night, is the party. Come along, bring yourself, bring a plate to share if you want. We've got snaggers, we've got some steaks. Snakes? We've got steaks. We got cupcakes. We got soft drinks, we got tea, coffee. Don't think we've got Milo. Anyway, tomorrow night, people, come down and mingle. Say hi to some of your fellow amateur radio operators. 6:30 till 9 p.m, First Pelican Point. See you there or be square. 73s from WAG. This is Mark, VK6X-ray, Lima Zulu.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur license test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications. The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTube newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
You may recall that I've been promoting the Antenna Palooza event in Victoria for a while, but now it's been postponed. The weather gods have delivered a week of heavy rain with severe storms predicted for this weekend, so it's been postponed until January 11th and 12th. I'm not aware of any people from VK6 planning to attend. However, the delayed weekend presents an opportunity for you to make plans, especially if you were planning to be in Victoria anyway with your tin tent on the back of your car. It's a simple weekend. You bring your own camping, caravanning, swagging, whatever, equipment. You cater for yourself and bring your radios and antennas for a show and tell. Whether it's just a simple portable setup in your car or something you erect out in the paddock. The event, which is sponsored by the Radio Amateur Society of Australia, is free. The website is antennapalooza.net.au. Another outdoor amateur radio weekend, this time a bit closer to home, is Hamcamption. And Hamcamption is a weekend event in Mayenup, which is near Boyup Brook in our southwest. Hamcamption is an activity of the Southern Electronics Group. The 2025 Hamcamption is on the weekend 16th to 18th of May. Promotions of the event will commence in the new year. What you need to do now is to mark your diary. So 16th, 17th, 18th of May 2025 for Hamcamption. Now here's a reminder that the memorial for Mike VK6, Mike Bravo, who's Silent Key, is on next weekend, and Mike's wife Brenda sent us a reminder that this memorial and scattering of Mike's ashes will occur on the 8th of December at 11 a.m. on the North Mall at Fremantle. So don't go to the other one, go North Mall, 11 a.m. for a short memorial and the scattering of some of his ashes. And the rest of the ashes will be scattered at Bluff Knoll on the 18th of May next year. So that's in the Stirling Range National Park at Bluff Knoll. I wonder if it's going to be at the top. Please feel free to attend either or both of the memorials to Mike, one of the stalwarts of the outdoor ham community here in VK6. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6, Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's December Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news from Andrew, VK3CAH, I'll be talking about naval air wireless telegraphy at the start of World War II, and this will be followed by Ron, VK3AFW, discussing power-saving devices and other scams that cold callers will use against you. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, modes, frequencies can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, or just search for RAOTC broadcasts in your favourite browser. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the website. If you do listen this way, though, some brief feedback would be appreciated. Now, some local broadcast details. Tomorrow, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz, starting at 8 a.m. Please note that this start time of 8 a.m. is an hour earlier than it used to be. Also at 8 a.m. local time tomorrow, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR network, Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m. local time, the program will be transmitted via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with a 40-meter transmission on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, December the 4th, we have a D-Star broadcast at about 4:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C following AR Newsline. On Sunday, December the 8th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 80-metre broadcasts of the WIA News, both of which now start at 6 a.m., and again after the 40-metre broadcast, which now starts at 8 a.m. Just repeating those new start times. 80 metres at 6 a.m., 40 metres at 8 a.m., both conducted by Chris VK6JI. The next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth is on Tuesday, December the 10th at the Woodbridge Hotel, 50 East Street, Guildford. We meet at 11:30 for midday lunch. An attractive, well-priced seniors menu is available, which can be viewed online. Everyone's welcome to come along and have an eyeball QSO. There's adequate car parking, but if you're coming by train, be sure to alight at Guildford East, repeat Guildford East station. This will be the last lunch meeting for 2024. No special Christmas lunch is planned this year. Full details are on the club website under the heading Luncheons. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank WAG for the use of the linked repeater system for the RAOTC bulletins each month, and for News West for transmitting these promos each month. Please be aware that there is no bulletin in January. The first one for 2025 will be on Monday, February the 3rd. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the December RAOTC broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. Best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
So you're a new ham, and when you embark on your journey into this diverse hobby of amateur radio, where the heck do you begin? Let's talk about building your station. First and foremost, amateur radio is a hobby. The Oxford Dictionary defines a hobby as an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. Assuming your life, family and household had no previous afflictions attributable to the amateur radio hobby, things are about to get real. Firstly, some corner of your home, whether it's a cupboard in the corner or a purpose-built edifice in the backyard, you're going to need something or someplace that you can call your shack. And if your hobby is going to operate from home, you'll need to put up antennas of some description for more effective operation. Before I go on, let me get something out of the way. Today, I'm not going to talk about setting up and operating a remote station, nor will I devote time to using PC-based access to repeaters via Echolink, etc. These can come later. Today, I want to talk about the physical shack that you will set up. Regardless of what your shack is in physical terms, and by that I mean it could range from a table in the corner of the kitchen to a dedicated shed, you're going to need some basic equipment to make it work. Assuming you're wanting to move beyond a handheld radio, you'll need to consider things like the availability of power outlets and how you'll get your antenna feed lines into the shack. Setting up a shack inside the house may require expensive negotiations with the Minister for the Interior, and hopefully you won't need to involve the War Office. The fun part is antennas. Unless you're only putting up a stick antenna for VHF, UHF and maybe 6 metres, you're going to need to use some real estate. In modern housing developments, where the average backyard is quite small, putting up effective HF antennas can be a real challenge. Vertical antennas may solve the problems, depending on whether or not they need a web of ground plane. I've seen installations where the vertical is on the ridge of a house roof and the ground plane wires are spread out over the roof. There's lots of room to use your imagination and initiative when it comes to putting up antennas. If you live in suburbia, it would be a good thing to be on good terms with your neighbours and to be prepared to challenge local government when they tell you you can't do that. Often the local government officer is dealing with a complaint from someone in the neighbourhood and their prime objective is to satisfy the complainant. You'll need to be firm and polite. Make sure you get their name and instead of focusing on satisfying the complainant, ask the council officer to explain to you what the law and regulations are and to explain what you must do to comply. And lastly, regarding antennas, you'll end up choosing between buying commercially made and homebrewing the things yourself. Your money, your choice. I think one of the advantages of homebrew is that you can get some wire into the air and wire tends to be not so visible. And if you have friendly neighbours, your wire could be just that bit longer. So good luck with setting up your new amateur radio installation, and I'd like to bet that whatever you set up now won't be the same as you'll be using in several years' time, because ours is a hobby of experimentation and exploration. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Good morning, I am Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 1st of December 2024, 1 month, 25 days to Christmas. If you're looking for a present for yourself or your partner or your second best partner or a friend even, I don't mind. We have a computer here, a Behringer Composer Pro XL Audio Interactive with Dynamic Processor Model Mic Delta X-ray 2600. $155, priced at $155 or nearest offer. We also have an MFJ model 948 Deluxe Versa Tuner Mark 11, complete with manual, priced $200 or nearest offer for that one. There's also an Edirol model Uniform Alpha X-ray 25 Echo X-ray, USB audio capture interface, 24-bit at 96 kHz, price $235 or nearest offer. You can contact Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India, for those items, who may also have in his kit at the moment, selling on behalf of Silent Key, a Yaesu Fox Tango 857 Delta HF UHF VHF transceiver, $795 or nearest offer. There's also an Alpha Tango Alpha Sierra 120 Alpha mobile antenna. Frequency range is 7, 14, 21, 28, 50 megahertz plus 2 meters and 70 centimeter amateur bands. It's a motorized tuning antenna. Matches to the Yaesu Fox Tango 857 Delta, asking $450 or nearest offer for that automatic and tuning antenna. You can contact Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India. His mobile number is 0472-608-523. Again, 0472-608-523. The landline number is 08-9528-6735. 08-9528-6735. And I still have in my possession, on behalf of David McSweeney, 6084 in the Austravel network. He has the following. We have a Fox Tango 2800 mic, FM 2 meter, 65 watt transceiver, $150. There's a Kenwood Tango Sierra 660 HF and 6 meter SSB transceiver, $200. There's a power supply homebrew 13.8 volt 20 amps, $30. There's a Mirage 2 meter amplifier, 35 watts out, $50. There's a Palomar Tango X-ray 225 Hotel Delta amplifier for 2 meters, $50. There's an ATU homebrew, $50. There's a Yaesu Fox Tango 209 Romeo Hotel 2 meter transceiver and manual, $20. There's also low pass filters, 0 to 30 megahertz, $10 each. If you wouldn't like any of those items or further details, please give me a call. My phone number is 0427 000995. 0427 000995, or VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com. VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com. And that also an email address for next week. If you have any items for next week's broadcast, please contact me. I'll say that again, VK6XRayVictor at bigpond.com. 7-3 until we meet again. Cheers.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.